Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to tonight's edition of Students for Better Future Radio. I'm your host, Doreen Finkel, with Luther Mays and Ruben Torres, and we are reporting from the United Socialists of America, and we are live.
Oh, can you see by the door? So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched.
After it was revealed that she leaked a question to the Clinton camp ahead of a CNN town hall during this past primary season. In a statement from the network, CNN says, "We are completely uncomfortable with what we have learned about her interactions with the Clinton campaign while she was a CNN contributor," end quote. There's more to that. Howie Kurtz is going through that now, host of Media Buzz. Howard, good morning to you.
Good morning,
How
Bill.
Deep does a scar like this run when a network is exposed in this manner?
Well, look, this whole episode has tarnished Donna Brazile, has tarnished the network that she betrayed, and also in a way tarnishes all of us in the media because there's so much suspicion out there about whether we're too cozy or colluding with the Clinton campaign. CNN hasn't helped.
And, folks, I want to welcome you to tonight's edition of Students for Better Future Radio. We have a great show for you tonight. Again, I want to remind everybody that the show is sponsored by the nonprofit studentsforbetterfuture.com. If you could go there and check the website out again, we have internships for students, I believe in communication, social media, and there's a couple others on there. And also, if you can go ahead and make a donation to the group, that would be awesome. That's right there on the website. And I want to thank 7-year-old Rima Marvain for singing the Star Spangled Banner for us tonight. Thank you very much, and I'll make sure I put the link in there for you. And then, folks, we're in such a crazy time right now. We have one of the biggest elections of our lifetime coming up, and basically, you know that we talk about the Constitution here, and right now, we are in such a terrible crisis, and the clip that was played was actually Donna Brazile, who had sent questions to Hillary Clinton for the debate so that she could answer them and not Donald Trump. And I want to bring on our two other hosts, which is Ruben Torres and also Luther Mays. Luther, do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I want to go to you first, and then also we're going to bring on our guest, Roger Stone, fabulous guest, coming up in about 2 minutes. He's going to also be talking about a lot of this. And Luther, what do you have to say about this revelation that came out?
Well,
yeah.
What's surprising about it? They just keep coming out in numbers of who they're paying to do what the dirty work. No, we'll see. I guess they'll get immunity in the end.
That's depending upon who wins. Well, yes, you're right. Okay. Assuming
Obama
Trump
walks
gets
out,
in.
He lets them all go.
Right. However, I don't remember elections in the past, maybe being so much like this, in particular with the gal giving the questions out like that. It's almost as though they're desperate and it's like certainly like a form of cheating. You know, it's like you cheat.
They're definitely desperate. Yeah, they're definitely desperate. They don't question about it. They're very desperate because it's the biggest landslide in the U.S. history, but they're going to try to bring graveyard votes out and do it, have more people in Florida than there is a registered vote in Florida that are alive right now.
Right.
All stops are out for the devil and the empire, believe me. Go ahead.
Yes, also the WikiLeaks, which is also an ongoing revelation in which we're going to get into in depth here. And Roger, are you on the line? Roger Stone, are you on the line? Okay, we don't have him yet, either that or we're just getting a bad connection. However, let's talk about the WikiLeaks, okay? Hold on a second, which is one of the biggest scandals of a lifetime. Roger, are you on the line? No, okay. All right, so he's not with us yet. Okay. So the WikiLeaks in review, okay, but it's about an investigation that has actually started quite some time ago. But let's talk a little bit about it here.
Get bigger and bigger.
Yes.
Seems like every day that goes by, there's just more and more information.
Right.
I don't know. It's unbelievable. What are they, thumbing it in our eye or I don't know. Well,
right.
Obama's got the power to let them all be free before he walks up out of there. So just get Trump in there. That's all we can do. They just open the people's eyes in this country are wide open. I mean, I'd laugh if one third of the people were going to vote for her because I truly don't believe that. I truly believe that she is just, they're just trying to make it look like she's in this contest with him for this presidency, just hoping the people will come out and vote, the last-minute voters. But don't look like their plan's working out very well. They probably should have went with Bernie Sanders, eh? Doreen? Are you there?
Yeah. Luther, are you getting an echo in the line?
No. No.
Luther, are you getting an echo?
No, I'm hearing perfect.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and call back in because I'm getting an echo in this line.
Okay. Ruben, you there? Ruben?
Luther, it's Lindsay. I'm here.
Oh, how'd you get on there? Uh-oh. Did she let you on? Or are they messing with us? The liberals messing with us?
The radio, Lindsay. Hello?
I'm just listening, but some person.
Did you press one?
No, I didn't press one.
She must have just let you on the line, Lindsay. What do you think about this WikiLeaks deal?
Madder than hell. I mean, it's all out. Why don't they do something with it and go after all these people?
It's unbelievable. I mean, before you come on here, is Obama going to pardon all these people on his way out? Obviously, he's going to, because this is just getting incredibly bigger and bigger than they've ever seen. Never heard of such a big scandal in this country as this.
Exactly. Is she calling yet, or?
No, she said she was clearing it up, but I don't even know if I'm on the radio. I have no idea. Don't even know if I'm on there, who's on. So, but yeah, she's waiting for Roger Stone to come on. He didn't answer, so. But,
Luther, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm talking to Lindsay. Did you let her on?
Okay,
talking
no,
because
I got an echo. Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear
me
clear?
Yeah, we got Lindsay on here tonight.
Okay, so I want to actually read about the WikiLeaks scandal. Ruben, can you hear me?
Yep. Listen, he came on my on the show in March, and I think that something happened. He's normally punctual. I'm not sure what happened, but I'll keep trying.
Okay. Okay, so let's review the WikiLeaks scandal here. Okay, I want to start back in January 13, 2009. Okay, it says the online domain clintonmail.com is set up from a private server in New York just prior to Hillary Clinton becoming U.S. Secretary of State. Her email address, and then I have her email address here. Then you go back to November 2014. The House Select Committee is investigating the 2012 attack at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, and Libya requests Clinton to release her emails. She shares emails from both her private and official .com email accounts. So this is kind of a review of her email scandal. Then November 26th, President Barack Obama signs into law new amendments to the Presidential and Federal Records Act, clarifying the responsibilities of the federal government officials when using non-government email systems. So I have the whole thing on the WikiLeaks here. And December 5th, 2014, Clinton's lawyers print and hand over 30,490 emails to the State Department, with 31,830 emails left out after being deemed private and non-pertinent. I can keep going through the whole scandal so everybody knows. And then back in July 10th of 2015, the FBI formally begins an investigation to determine whether Hillary Clinton violated criminal statutes by storing or transmitting classified information on her email server. So if you guys need to stop me, because I can keep going. Ruben, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so if you want to listen to the email scandal, then we're up to 2015. Okay, actually, July 24, 2015, the State Department investigators confirmed that they discovered classified information on Hillary Clinton's private email server. Okay. And then, so if we keep going, okay, this is the how the emails were, okay. If you keep going on up, July 25th, 2015, Hillary Clinton tells reporters at a campaign event that she did not send or receive classified information via her private email Secretary of State. Then March 2nd, 2015, Clinton's use of a private email address becomes public knowledge for the first time after the New York Times revealed that her aides did not take steps to preserve her emails on government servers as mandated by federal regulations. Then July 2nd of 2016, the FBI questioned Clinton for 3.5 hours as part of its investigation. July 25, 2016, the FBI Director James Comey says Clinton was extremely careless but advises the Justice Department against bringing charges due to a lack of evidence to show that Clinton intentionally mishandled the classified information. So actually, Ruben, we're up to July 2016, and Luther also. What should the FBI have done at that point?
Well, I think the FBI at that point should have indicted Hillary Clinton. But I think all these emails are critical. But I think the most disturbing emails are the new revelation that has come up, where exposes Hillary's pedophile sex rings. That to me is just totally out of this world. That Hillary and Bill have been involved in this pedophile sex ring. Some of these emails are revealing some of the emails that were lifted from Anthony Weiner's computer, where Huma, Hillary's assistant, basically part of it, and also the pay to play with the Saudis. So it's just totally, I mean, you have to be an idiot, a total imbecile, vote for Hillary Clinton.
Right. So we're up to that day, okay. And yes, you had mentioned the pedophile scandal, okay.
Right.
So, and that's the latest thing that has come out against her. Hold on, we're getting static here. Is the pedophile scandal. And do you remember, Ruben, something about who's it, Epstein? Who's it? One of them had an airplane or something?
Yes.
What was it, the Julius, Lolita Express?
Yes, Julius Epstein, who was all buddies with Bill Clinton, and they would go to an island, and I quote, it was revealed that they would basically have underage kids performing, sexual acts with all these adults, and Bill Clinton was on it, was on the plane.
Okay.
Well, I don't think the people of America want anything to do have a president that is a pedophile. There's a bunch of pedophile sick individuals here.
Right.
This is totally the craziest thing I've ever heard.
And the other part is people say, how did Hillary Clinton's email end up in Anthony Weiner's and Huma's computer? Because it's very easy. It could be transferred, they could be forwarded to Uma's, Anthony Weiner's emails. So this way, if they investigate Hillary, they won't find anything, because everything has been forwarded and then deleted. Even though what I said yesterday on the program, even if you delete information from your computer, unless you take a hammer and just destroy the hard drive, you're not going to really wipe anything. You can still recover it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Luther, did you want to ask a question? Say again?
Well, like I said, you can bet that she didn't turn in her hard drive if she had a computer anywhere.
Right.
Okay, so now let me ask either one of you, how did these emails wind up on? I guess it was a shared computer between her and her husband or ex-husband-to-be, Anthony Weiner, okay? And from what I understand, the NYPD was investigating because he was sexting a minor.
Right.
Okay. So, and in doing so, they, of course, get your computer, and also... by the way, they not only get your computer, but they, I think we just lost a caller, okay. But they look at your computer and they might find information about pedophilism on there. If you were looking at some, at some kind of child porn.
Right.
I don't know if that's yet to be revealed, but Judge Jeanine did call Anthony Weiner a pedophile. She came close to it.
But the most disturbing part of this, of these emails so far, and there's been a lot of things that have been disturbing, but this pedophile sex ring is totally the worst.
We do have callers on the line, and if you'd like to ask a question, go ahead. And let anybody jump in, or you can just hang out and listen for a little bit. So now, also, I want to say, how is the mainstream? I shouldn't say mainstream. The liberal media reporting this.
I'll jump in. They're not around here.
Yeah, they're not. They're running in hiding.
Got
all the radio and TV stations.
Oh, okay.
Propaganda in their lap.
So they haven't had much of it on.
No.
Nothing.
Okay.
Period. Nothing here.
Or they're downplaying it in some way.
Sure.
So, all right. So anyhow. You know what, I'll ask this question of Ruben. What about the election next week? What are Donald Trump's chances now?
I think his chances have greatly improved over the past couple of weeks, I think he has a very good chance of, as I said yesterday, to win. He's very focused on what he's doing. He's attacking her on the corruption and temperament, on her temperament, because she would always criticize Donald Trump on his temperament. Well,
right.
You know, her temperament is not any better. It's even worse. So I believe that he is doing exactly what he needs to do. He's going to have to spend a lot of money in having a lot of people out there watching these polling stations all over the country, because especially in key battleground states like Pennsylvania, North Carolina, state of Florida, and Ohio, because that's where they're gonna do everything possible to commit massive voter fraud.
Okay, but does Trump have a plan?
I believe
that
he does.
Go ahead, Paul. Are you with us? Okay, so, Ruben, then what is the plan?
Well, I think the plan is basically to bring in as many volunteers or pay workers to man the polling stations. But
Right. Paula, did you want to say something?
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh. I'm pretty sure he has a plan. And I'm pretty sure his advisors are pretty privy on what needs to be done. And I'm pretty sure that strategies are in place. And I did hear some things about him putting into place maybe some protections in the polling stations. I don't know how far that's gotten, but I'm pretty sure he's covered all his bases. You know, Trump is a very smart man. He has a very high IQ, and he didn't get where he is today for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's evident that he has a purpose and that God has a plan for his life and for this country, ultimately for the world also. So I'm not worried about Trump. There's been many people come forward with dreams and visions and prophecies. And it's all in our favor. And Trump, I believe, is chosen. He's not selected. And this is my take on it. And as long as he follows the plan, which is very purposeful, then he can't fail. And he will not fail.
Right. I see Hillary sliding in the polls right now. I see Trump, actually gaining, but he's got to win some key battle states. So Florida being one of them. I think Arizona is another one. New Hampshire maybe, Ruben? Will that be one for Trump to win?
Trump, New Hampshire is a state that is winnable because it has Kelly Ayotta, who's a Republican senator. And it's traditionally, you know, it's a very, very free, liberty, don't threat on me state. So I think he basically can win that. But I think one of the states that I think he should win, and it has a Republican governor, he lost during the primary, Maine. The state of Maine, to me, is winnable if the governor of Maine really does his part.
Okay.
Before I finish, important things that have happened this week is also when a major newspaper, I haven't seen this and I haven't heard, I don't know if anyone else has, a major newspaper has called on the Democrats to tell Hillary to quit.
Yeah, the Chicago Tribune did that.
Yeah.
I read the piece.
Yes, that's very, very, very unusual because I don't
Bold.
Recall.
Yeah.
I don't recall a major newspaper doing that ever.
It's
needed. But it is. I'm actually looking at the polls at Real Clear Politics, and I see in the general election, ABC Washington Post has Trump up by one. And the same thing, LA Times has Trump up by four. But then you have the IBD TIPP tracking, very close. It's almost neck and neck tie. Clinton, I think, is 45 and Trump is 44. Then you have another poll here, and it does it state by state. Trump is up in North Carolina by seven. Some of the other states here. Okay, well, he looks like he's not going to carry Virginia, but Missouri, he's up by 14. Texas is up by 13. But let me see if I can find Arizona, because that's another battleground. And then he can get his path to winning. Arizona's look like he's tied. So actually, on Wednesday, we may not know who the winner is because there may be a lot of contesting.
Well, as I said last night, there is a very good chance that the election will be decided by Congress. There's a good chance. That neither will get to the 270 on election day.
Yeah.
Right.
Dad Luther.
Yeah, you know, all these undecided voters out here, they're not, I mean, she just blew it. I mean, this is going all over the place, this WikiLeaks stuff. These undecided voters are not going to vote for her. They just won't do it. But people in this country are Christian, not devils. Sex scandals.
Exactly.
You know, come on now. If she wins this election, they stole the election. There's no way.
Well, they're trying to anyway. But, you know, the church, okay, now this is going to be record voting within the church because the church kind of dropped the ball and they got this hoity-toity idea, you know, a portion of it. That, you know, church and state are separated. We shouldn't really be dabbling in politics, which is totally the opposite of what the word says. So, they're not going to vote until the 8th, the churches. But the church is going to come out, and they're going to vote on the 8th. And that's going to be huge right there. And then not to mention the undecideds that are going to switch. They're going to say, well, Hillary, no. But, you know, we're still not at the end of the WikiLeaks and all the information coming out. and the fact that it's got to get out there, and it's starting to now.
Yeah.
So,
in this investigation, I also have here that there's pressure from the Obama gang on Loretta Lynch to fire Comey as well as career FBI agents who are threatening to revolt. Then Loretta Lynch also took the fifth. Huma Abedin has offered to quit, and Wiener is he's actually cooperating with the FBI. But then they found the 10,000 State Department emails found on his desktop, but I think it's more right now, in a secret file allegedly called Life Insurance. And then
well,
Huma
yeah,
Abedin,
150,000.
Yeah, under life insurance. But yep. And then Huma claims that she has no idea how they got there. I'm just curious.
I know how they got
not,
there.
She put them there.
yeah,
the
but they were sinking.
Think of.
Yeah, they were sinking things. They were sinking files or emails from their telephones. And when you do that and you have a main central computer that you sync all your devices into, then ultimately all those things are going to end up on that main server, on that computer. That's how that works.
Oh, okay. So
who takes the fall, the wife or the husband?
They all do.
Okay, so then the FBI is actually looking at Huma Abedin, who she had sent the files to. So then, you know, then you have this other stuff here. You have pensions, notification, and individual legal action against them being threatened if they break their silence. And in the meantime, the Democrats have filed a complaint against the FBI on this, okay? But I'm just curious, why didn't James Comey call in a grand jury back in July? Ruben, you want to answer that one, or do you know? Or?
Well, I think again that the reason Comey didn't, attack and indict Hillary is because at that time, I think he was still a member of the Clinton Foundation. And
okay.
I believe he's no longer a member of the Clinton Foundation, the board member. And that
okay.
basically, and again, the Clintons put a lot of fear. They must have some very, very interesting information on Comey, and they were basically pressuring him. And now he just said, I don't want to get the whole FBI revolting against me. Let me basically come out and show what the Clintons are all about.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Obama come out. He's saying that Obama was contemplating postponing the election until this blows over. Did you
that
see
could
him
happen.
Say that?
That could happen.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to say it is, but I mean that might. You know, everything's up on the table at this point. You know, and we don't know exactly what the whole plan is, so that Trump can be put in office, because he's not going to fail. It's not going to go the other way, because, you know, the time has come for the exposure and the dealing with God's enemies, basically. You can do things for a while, but you can't get away with it forever. And, you know, you can run from things, but you cannot hide, because those things that you think are hidden will always be revealed. So we're not going to know every little intricate part, and we're just going to have to walk it out day by day and watch and listen, pray, and, you know, believe God's will is accomplished, because it will be, and just kind of keep our eye on it, you know. And I don't know all the ins and outs. but it's very interesting, and it's going to get more interesting in the next 3 or 4 days. So,
right.
You know, up until the very end.
I don't know if he can. I don't think he can actually change it. I mean, legally, but he might try.
Yes.
But I believe the Constitution gives Congress the sole power regarding the presidential election. And the date is binding upon the entire country. And let me see if I can pull up the section in the Constitution. Okay, here it says Article 2, Section 1, Paragraph 4 of the Constitution says, the Congress may determine the time of choosing the electors and the day on which they give their votes, which day shall be the same throughout the United States. Okay, so in other words, it's pretty much the Congress that does that. So now, next Tuesday, of course, is the election. We may or may not have an answer on Wednesday on who's president. But if it's Donald Trump, then what will he do? What will he do in this investigation on Hillary Clinton and how will it come to be? Go ahead, Ruben.
Well, I think he'll do what he said in the last debate. He is going to contest it. I mean, he's not going to sit back and concede like everyone else has. Romney and what was his name? McCain. He will not do that.
Yeah, but suppose he gets in, what will he do with the Hillary Clinton? How will that proceed? I guess the FBI investigation will go forth.
Well, I think he's gonna clean house. He's gonna clean house once he gets there. He definitely will get rid of a lot of these individuals that basically have been working for the Obama administration. I don't think he's going to keep any of them.
No, no way.
Yeah. Luther, are you there?
Yeah, well, he's gonna make sure none of them get convicted. When 10 minutes before he leaves his desk, he's going to let them all go. Obama's going to free them, and they're going to be gone.
I don't think
right.
He's got the power. He's pulled all this crap all along. You think he ain't gonna do that? He's gonna do it.
But it won't hold water because he's the unconstitutional president. He's committed treason. Nobody's gonna let him get away with anything. And just because he signs a little paper with a pen, really doesn't hold any water. Nothing he has done in reality holds any water. Think about
right.
it.
Yeah, but he's got the power to do it, and he'll do it.
He has the power to do it, but doesn't hold any water. That's what, you know.
Once he does it, you can't reverse it once he does it.
I assume that he's going to pardon all of them.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton and everybody.
Yeah. Sure he will.
And so they will get away with that, and I assume that the Clinton Foundation will cease to exist. They'll just dissolve it, like they did with the Arkansas Finance and Development Authority back in the late 1980s, when Governor Bill Clinton, he was then governor of Arkansas, he had that foundation supposedly building houses and real estate over there in Arkansas. But the investigations on that, because that was tied in connection with the MENA, M-E-N-A, the airport there and the drug drops and all that, and the money laundering scam that went on over there. So, and then, of course, he became president, and then the Arkansas Finance and Development Corporation ceased to exist. And then we had a Kenneth Starr investigation, by the way, on that. And do you remember Kenneth Starr investigation on Bill Clinton?
Yes.
Right. I remember that.
Okay. I don't remember the final result of that.
but you had a president in office, and he was constantly being investigated like that, and he was impeached by the House. But, of course, he didn't step down. So we had the same type of criminal organization going on back then. And
right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And by the way, this 501c3 that he's running, the Clinton Foundation, that's all it is just a slush fund for them to collect money and Bill to go out and get $700,000 for a speech. So, you know, it's the same type of thing. Go ahead, Paul. Did you want to say something?
That was the perfect scandal from Lyndon Johnson. Boy, did he know what he was doing when he put that 501c3 up there to tempt, you know, the people. What a way, you know, to line your pocket.
Right. So, you know, we have the same thing with, again, Bill Clinton. This whole thing, the Clinton Foundation, is entirely a slush fund.
Yep, sure is.
Luther, did you want to say something?
Well,
it is a slush fund, but also the Clintons are basically working are controlled by George Soros. Soros basically dictates to the Clintons and to the Obamas, you know, basically you need to do this, and if you do, then we'll take it. That's the reason all this push by the left-wing media is because Soros has invested so much money in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary is Soros' girl. So.
And by the way, he also has it's one of his companies that owns a lot of the voter machines, I understand, which
yes.
is a thing that concerns me. Okay, so how do you know if these machines are going to come out right on election day when you go to vote?
Well, I think we got to really be careful with basically four states that are using some of his machines: Georgia, Alaska, Utah, and Mississippi.
Georgia, Alaska, Utah, and Mississippi.
Yes.
They don't have a lot of delegates, though, most of them.
Okay,
yeah.
So it just seems to the fact that how did we let this happen? You know, that's another thing we need to ask. This one man supplying all of our voting machines, you know. So, and that concerns me. I think we're going to see fraud there.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Oh, well, definitely. This is probably going to surpass the 100% voting that happened with Obama. There's going to be massive, or they're going to try really massive voter fraud. And again, working in the computer field, you can. And having a degree in programming, you can modify anything. You can take a program and make changes, give them a set of rules that when someone votes for, if the person's going to vote for Donald Trump, if it votes for Donald Trump, switch it to Hillary Clinton and vice versa. You can program it into the machine to do that. So it's very challenging for the Trump campaign to really, really scrutinize this and have their own computer experts there to verify that.
Right. So then how do you stop that?
You have to really have a large group of technical people inspecting some of these machines. Inspecting the
program. Okay.
Well, you have to be able to reprogram them.
This is a part of a plan. The plan was to rig a few states up. They thought that Hillary would run more of a closer contest with Trump. But Trump's so far ahead of her, they don't have enough cheating to win, I don't think.
I don't either.
Okay, they win them four states, and then Trump wins the other 46 states?
Remember, he won California in a landslide in the primary.
Right.
And that is a miracle right there in itself.
Is she actually winning anywhere? I don't believe she's winning in any state. In four states they rigged, they ain't going to get it done. They thought they were well planned out, but everything is backfired in their face all along. And the WikiLeaks, he could pardon them. And then down the road, when he's gone, when Trump's in, some more evidence comes out about something else. So obviously these people are going to leave the country. The Clintons are just falling apart. Like Larry Nichols said, every time they tamper with something, it gets worse. Boy, is he right on about that?
Yeah, he
was. It's just coming out left and right, and the people of this country are seeing this. They just didn't think Trump. They thought Trump could run money to money with she could run money to money with Trump, and she couldn't.
Right.
But evil always loses in the end, and so.
Right.
Catching up to him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if people want to see another Clinton in office, Because when you get the Clintons, it's almost like Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, you got Democratic people that are Christian people. Are they going to want to vote for her? No. They're going to change their vote if they're going to show up to the polls. No, they can't go against their religious beliefs and vote for her. I mean, sex scandals and these affairs and this foundation and all the stuff they've done.
Now, further, I want to mention this. During the new Wiener investigation, the FBI found the unknown security threat at the Clinton State Department that involved Clinton's longtime confidant and senior aide, of course, Huma Abedin, which we know. But, however, Huma Abedin, it says here, has extensive ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. And that was leaked. It was allowed to high-level access to the State Department computers without security clearances, and she was allegedly passing information on to the Islamic contacts that are enemy actors working against the U.S. So, in other words, it seems that Abedin was transmitting information to foreign powers from her private computer to hide the sending. So that's what, according to this WikiLeaks thing here, that she was actually sending these emails to people who were associated with the Muslim Brotherhood.
She was. And
yeah.
It's also been said that she is an operative. She's a spy within the Muslim Brotherhood. So that's a question. I wouldn't doubt it, to tell you the truth. She does journalism for the Muslim Brotherhood.
Okay.
So, there's so many little things that we don't know that's going to tie it all together. And that makes sense to me that she's some kind of an operative. Obama is.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, she has done that, and she's jeopardized our national security.
Yep. Big time.
So, Ruben, are you there?
Yeah, I just got a message. I just got a message from Roger. He ran out of battery. That's the reason.
Oh, okay. Well,
Nestor, I'm back. Don't we'll stay on an extra half hour.
Yeah, I know. I just saw him back.
Okay, does he want to call in?
I'm waiting for him to get his battery up on his phone.
Okay,
so
we can have him on tomorrow night. for Thursday.
All right.
Okay. So, all right, but anyhow, so now we have a nation in crisis here, okay?
Yep.
You know, and not to mention the lame duck Congress that's coming up, okay? Because usually when you have change of president, you have that too. Now, if we see a Hillary presidency, our Constitution, I believe, is going to be shredded to pieces. You know, she's going to go after the Second Amendment, okay? She's going to let everybody in the country. And, you know, and I believe the country is in very dangerous times just because of that. So, Luther, do you want to weigh in?
No.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Go ahead, Luther.
Well, you know, I was reading that the government people are really concerned about the Chinese taking this country over, you know, and crushing our dollar, and I just don't see them. They're just not going to let this happen. So I don't believe it's going to happen. I just believe that, you know, you got a president that's going to pardon himself and everybody involved, and
yeah,
they'll go on
but
their merry way.
Here's what I see, okay? Even if Trump does get in, okay, we have a lot of work ahead of us, okay? First of all, you have to reverse some of the policies that were set in play, like, for example, Obamacare, okay, and a couple of others. Then you have the fact that the Rhino Republicans gave him a hard time during election, and they didn't support him. You know, and who knows if they're going to be even on board with him should he win. So we have to look at them, too. And I believe that the Tea Party or any conservative group Wednesday, even if you have a elected president or not, I believe they should start going on to thinking about the 2018 midterms right away, because that's the kind of mode we're gonna just have to be in, whether Trump gets in or Hillary gets in, no matter who gets in. You know, just to go on, because even if Trump gets in, we still have a long way to go back. It's almost like we're going to be going downhill. Trump just slowed it down a great deal. Ruben, do you want to weigh in?
Well, hold on. Because I'm trying to... Someone else can take that. I'm trying to get. I'm communicating with Roger.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But,
go ahead, Luther.
Anyways, Doreen, I'll tell you, this is just the biggest scandal in U.S. history. I mean, this country's history. This is just absolutely terrible. I look for the rhinos to start running and hiding. They're all in talking about who's going to leave. No, they're just all caught up in a big nest here. They're all just I tell you.
Right. You know,
you never could have believed this would happen. I mean, people are just absolutely in shock. You know, people are going to be watching these polling stations everywhere where we vote. People are going to be watching. The Trump train is pretty well organized. You know, people are for real about their freedom. You know, I heard that they don't want the Chinese money to take over this country, because that would give the Chinese control of this country. So they're not going to allow this to happen. Because if they do, it's going to cause a war. And then where are they all going to be safe at? They're going to be all these politicians are going to be safe under the caliphate? No. Are they going to be safe under the Chinese? No. They're going to save face and just stop down with everything they can do and tell certain people to just take off. Get out of here. You're done.
Right.
A lot of them liberals and a lot of these rhinos are just going to come up and just disappear. All this blackmail is just absolutely killing them. They're all running for cover.
Yeah, you know, so
then
I
they'll
still
probably
think
start
that...
censoring YouTube.
Hey, Doreen?
Yes?
I just got off the phone with Roger. In
okay.
about 10 to 15 minutes, I'm going to send you his new number. If you can give him a call, he'll come on.
Okay, he can come on tomorrow night. Okay.
He's not going to be able to. That's the reason. So.
No, okay, so
over.
Then I'll schedule him for a different night.
Okay. So you can't
yeah.
you can't extend it another half hour.
I would.
I can, but we're having issues with the connection here, so that's why it's a little bit slow, and that's why
yeah.
I got the echo in front. So.
Well, I think it's fine now. I don't hear an echo.
We ain't having no problems.
Yeah, we might.
Right.
People are on here to hear them, so let's just hang
yeah.
out.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's many people listening right now, and they really want to hear them.
Yeah, he
yes.
definitely has a lot of information, so he's definitely coming on.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you his phone number.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Ruben is Roger. Is he traveling with Trump? Is that who this is?
He's on the road. Yeah. He didn't tell me exactly where he's at, but he's on the road.
Well, if I remember right, he goes. He follows Trump around and through all these rallies, don't he?
He's definitely with Donald from time to time.
Yeah, because I know people that watch him, and he videos these rallies and talks. So he's got
yep.
he's got a big following.
Oh yeah, very.
Yeah. But
So anyhow, okay. So he should be joining us very soon. Okay. We'll be giving him a call. Okay, and in the meantime, Ruben, I want to discuss the upcoming election, okay? And so give me your thoughts about supposing we see a Hillary president, okay? What kind of things will we see?
If anyone thought that Halloween was scary, if she gets in office, that's really scary, because she is definitely she's for open borders, she's for mass migration that is occurring in Europe. She wants to bring that whole venue back to America. You know, she's definitely gonna take care of her Saudi handlers, masters in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East. And, you know, it will be a continuation of scandals. I don't believe that Hillary Clinton will have a mandate. No mandate, and nothing will get done. And 8 years or 4 years from now, the country would be in an even worse situation after 8 horrible years of Obama. Obamacare will continue to really be hurting the American people, but at the same time, it's the left-wing's goal, the Democrats' goal, to have a single-payer system just like in Canada. Because that was the intention from the very beginning. Obamacare was just basically a passing moment. But they knew that was not going to be the end game. The end game is Obamacare. So, and the economy will continue to even probably go at a pace even lower than 1% GDP. So I we cannot afford to have a third term of Obama with Hillary Clinton. That's how I see it. Hello?
Well, Congress is definitely going to have a big decision to make here. They're going to definitely have to consider checking out this voter fraud because they got to tell you, I really believe it's just Hillary's flat out done. It's going to cause too much trouble. They're not prepared for that kind of trouble. Their plan's a long, drawn out plan, and they're Obama and Hillary are trying to fast track it quicker. You're looking at a revolution, what you're looking at, she gets in. Chaos in the streets. People
well, I think
starving.
They
yeah.
They want that.
Yeah. Are they prepared, though? I don't believe they are. I don't think
well,
they're prepared for it. And I think Congress will let Trump win.
Well, I truly believe if it goes to Congress, Trump will win because they're only going to choose the president that has been competing throughout the primary and the general election. They're not going to pick McMullen. They're not going to pick anyone else that has not competed throughout the whole primary.
Right. But by the way, Ruben, I just had to switch systems. So I'm back online. Okay, so now I can receive his call. Okay.
Well,
so
we're
waiting for...
You're going to call him.
Okay, so...
I sent
okay,
you the
so hold on a minute.
Number.
Okay, and I will try to get a hold of him. Hold on one.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
It hasn't been sent. Roger? Has it been 10 minutes already? Pick up, then try some 5 minutes.
We will continue to try to get Roger Stone, okay? He's not available right now. So Ruben, getting back to you with the election, okay? What do we see with Hillary in 4 years, if presuming she gets to become president?
Well, the destruction of what... It's called the United States of America. It's definitely the Clintons' goal is to basically take over.
Will we see communist ideology?
I think you will see an expansion of cultural Marxism that. You know, you have been discussing on the program. Cultural Marxism is basically going to be expanded if she gets elected.
Well, you know, the best way out of all this is, like I've been saying all along, make sure none of them get 270 delegates. Then the House of Representatives will pick some rhino to be the president. The Senate will pick the vice president. It'll be a Republican. What's the best way, at least, to the double-headed state party to get away with this? Well, it's going to cause chaos if they let her win, and they don't want Trump, so they just do the voters fraud and make sure that they're a delegate or two short, and then they solve the problem. That would be their bailout plan, is my opinion. That's what I think they're going to do. I think that neither are going to have 270 delegates, and they're doing that on purpose, because then they get rid of Hillary and they get rid of Trump, and they go to a Republican, and it'll be better than Hillary being the president, at least.
Right. Well, you know, it's a big Tuesday is going to be a very nerve-wracking day. Okay, and you know, one side is going to come home torn and upset. You know, and I mean, I don't see personally how the left would be upset. You know, because they try to do all this cheating and all that. You know, but certainly, I know the folks who follow Trump are not going to take it lightly. You know. So go ahead, Ruben.
Yeah, it's that we're basically dealing with a situation that there's a chance that she can win, but then there's a chance that she can lose also. So that brings hope that we will be able to overcome another 4 years of Obama and a new era of the Clintons.
So. I mean, does a group of us want to effectively end the Clintons and their
right.
saga? That's basically what this is a saga. You know, it's like a soap opera going before your eyes, a very dangerous soap opera. You know, this
right.
happens
right.
one day, that happens the next day. This one committed this one did that, okay?
Right.
And we didn't mention the Podesta emails.
Podesta
you know,
is a big player. You know, he's a confidant of the Clintons. I mean, he's been a loyalist. Him like Lanny Davis. Lanny Davis is another close buddy of the Clintons. So it definitely is, you know, these are not good people. These are not good people, and it should be interesting come next Tuesday.
Right. So you know, I think Tuesday will be a long night, and I think everybody's going to be, you know, just watching the screen. Our country going to go down in defeat before our very eyes and become a communist country? Or are we able to save it? You know, that's the question that we have to ask. You know, and I'm going to put out a post asking people, are you better off 4 years ago or today? You know, and think about, you know, how you go and vote the polls. And that's another thing. A lot of people vote. But they, you know, they just vote the party line for one, and you know, they have no voter education. So, and you know, sometimes the person just don't even know the issues, and you know, some of us call them useful idiots. But you know, they go to the polls and they do that, and they say, well, I'm a Democrat for my life, okay, therefore I'm always a Democrat, and I'm always going to vote for those people no matter what. You know, so we have that going on as well. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just listen to sound bites and don't get the whole picture, you know, especially if you watch MSNBC. You really don't get the whole picture of things like that. So, go ahead, Ruben. Do you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I mean, Luther,
Go ahead, Luther.
Well, you look what the Rhinos did. You know, when they knew Bush couldn't pull it off, they deserted him. And now the Democrats, the liberals, are wishing they deserted Hillary. I said a long time ago that both these people whose families need to go. Well, the one went. Well, here's the other one. We'll see what happens. I just honestly believe that they're shooting for some of these delegates not to get enough of 270 delegates because both parties save face then. And then Obama does his pardon and it's over with and we move on and who knows.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You put all the heat on both these parties so heavily, the best escape is that's the only escape they got. Unless they're prepared to just start killing people, people are going to go crazy if they pull this off. I mean, everywhere you look, I ain't seen a Hillary sign. I couldn't tell you the last time. There ain't none. There's just ain't none.
Hold on a second. I'm going to try Roger Stone again.
Okay. Yep.
Hello?
Roger, how
are
you?
Hey, there we go. I'm good. How about you?
Thank you. I'm glad. Everyone's been waiting for you.
I apologize.
Yeah, you're excused.
Well, definitely. Doreen, Roger, Luther, May, Roger, Stone.
How you doing,
Roger? A lot of questions. Doreen, you want to go first? Doreen,
you there?
Yeah. All right.
Can you hear me now?
Hold on one second.
Can you hear me now?
Now I got somebody at the door. Hold on.
All right. Let's go on to the to why he's doing that. I want to talk about the new things that WikiLeaks has been pointing out. Okay, number one, we noticed the connection to trafficking. Okay, and that's a big thing. We talked about the Lolita Express jet, and then number two, there's supposed to be some more stuff coming out. Okay, investigations of the foundation going back to 2001. Okay, and all that. So. Let's elaborate on that a little bit because it's important stuff. And Ruben, are you aware of the investigation that the FBI did previously?
Yeah, I am. But let's see, is Roger back? Roger, are you back?
Well, he went to the door.
No.
Okay. So, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Can you repeat that? Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the WikiLeaks scandal, okay, and basically I gave a whole revelation on the radio show from start to begin, start to ending, and basically, Roger, you have experience with elections and all that, correct? Okay, did I lose Roger, did I lose you? Mm-hmm.
You can hear him walking in the house. He's coming towards the phone.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Roger.
Roger.
Okay. Okay, so we're talking about the WikiLeaks scandal. Okay. Basically, I gave an entire revelation already from beginning to end about the scandal. And you're familiar with elections, correct? Okay, I think we're losing Roger because I'm getting Ruben. Are you there?
All right, I'm sorry. We're good.
Who's back? Okay.
All right, Roger. Yeah, the question that Doreen is presenting, Roger, is in regards to elections. You've had a lot of experience. You worked in the Reagan. You've worked in a lot of different campaigns. And basically, how do you see this election, and where do you see Donald and in regards to winning the election?
Well, this is unlike any election that I have been involved in. I'm a veteran of 9 Republican presidential campaigns, but those elections were all Republicans versus Democrats. This election, frankly, is the insiders versus an outsider. This election is more about the elite leadership of the two political parties that have really brought the country to where it is today on a bipartisan basis. Republicans and Democrats are working together, responsible for the endless wars we have had, the erosion of our civil liberties, the massive debt and spending and borrowing, the bailouts of the crooks on Wall Street, the incredibly expensive but seemingly pointless foreign policy of ours, and then lastly an immigration policy that is making our streets unsafe, and which I think disproportionately disadvantages those people who come here legally and go through the steps for citizenship as opposed to those who come here illegally. So Trump is an outsider, really not beholden to the leadership of either party. His nomination was the hostile takeover of the Republican Party as we know it. This race is very clearly moving his way in the final week. Whether he can get sufficient momentum to win remains to be seen, but he is very definitely in the hunt. And I still think that there are a number of cataclysmic events that could roil this race, as the FBI decision of 2 days ago has already done.
Right.
Roger, could I ask you something?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Luther.
Well, we got the rhinos and the liberals, so what's the best bailout plan? Well, just make sure neither one of the two of them get 270 the amount they need, take it to the House of Representatives and let them pick the president. Let the Senate pick the vice president, and best bailout plan they can have because of the WikiLeaks.
Well, that's conceivable, but I'm not sure who they would select, first of all, and I think that there would be an outcry if the Republican and Democratic candidate both had the largest shares of electoral votes and they went to some third party who wasn't on the ballot to become president. Don't think that would sit terribly well with the American people. I'm not saying it's not a constitutional possibility, but I think it is unlikely.
Win could cause more civil unrest if Hillary wins.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but the problem here is that because they have not been admitted to the debates, there's no evidence that either Gary Johnson or Jill Stein is going to get a sufficient number of votes to throw any of these states into doubt and therefore throw it into the House of Representatives.
They're going to pick a Republican. You know that.
Well,
if
it comes to them, but if Donald Trump is at 260 and he's 10 short, I think they'd have a very hard time selecting, you know, Paul Ryan as president. I think it'd be very difficult.
Right.
I don't think the country would stand for it. I am one who believes that the criteria for inclusion of the debates should not be pegged to some phony 15% in 3 polls selected by the Republican and Democrat national chairman, which is in essence what you have today. The Presidential Commission on Debates is not appointed by the president. It's not a commission. It's not about debate. It's about limiting debate. The criteria should be, are you on the ballot in enough states to theoretically win 270 electoral votes? Ballot access in this country is very expensive, very complicated, and very difficult. If you don't have grassroots support, there's zero chance you can get on the ballot in enough states to pull that off. Jill Stein, I believe, is on the ballot in 48 states. I think Johnson will be on at 50. Those are monumental accomplishments, and therefore they should have been allowed in these debates.
Right.
I think that the country is and the debate is poorer for not having a different point of view.
Well, don't they have to have at least 10% to be allowed in the debate? Or is it 5%?
That's the point. But who made up that rule? But who makes up that rule? The Republican and Democratic national chairman who serve on the presidential commission. That's an arbitrary number that you have to have 10%. And by the way, when Ross Perot, in the second time he ran for president, when he hit the 10%, they changed it to 15. And if he acted 15, they would have changed it to 20.
Right.
So it's as Donald Trump would say, it's a rigged system.
Right.
Now, hold on. Supposing it's close and Donald Trump needs to contest it. I assume he planned on that, right?
Well, I support his decision not to blindly endorse the outcome of the election until we know whether the election has been honestly conducted. If there is no if there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud, if there's no evidence of electronic voting machine manipulation, then sure, he should endorse the election. But all he's doing here is preserving his options. Al Gore did this. He contested the election, and I didn't see the Democrats jumping up and down and screaming that he was tearing at the fabric of American society and undermining our democracy.
Now, Roger, I know you have mentioned about the voter fraud machine, and you had an article that I was reading in regards to the GEM, the voter fraud. Is that a real major concern for Donald? How is Donald Trump going to really try to minimize that impact?
I think electronic voting machine manipulation is a much, much bigger issue than voter fraud. And the reason for that is it's the perfect crime. It is largely undetectable. The only way to detect this is to conduct scientifically valid exit polls outside certain key precincts and then compare the exit poll results with the machine results. And our U.S. State Department has a standard by which we judge foreign elections that require that they can be no more than a 2% deviation between the actual results and the exit poll results. So if that's good for us to judge foreign elections, why should we not use the same standard to judge American elections? I have worked with this group, StopTheSteal.org. We are going to be conducting neutral, scientifically based exit polls in 7,000 precincts nationwide that are not selected on the basis of racial makeup, as some have claimed, but on the basis of a history of past irregularities or one-party rule, someplace where the Democrats control all levels of government or the Republicans control all levels of government. There are certain Republican precincts in Ohio that we want to monitor because I would like to know if the Republican organization in that state is undermining Donald Trump.
That's correct. Thanks. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Right. And assuming Donald Trump gets elected president, then it's almost like you said he has the Republicans fighting against him as well.
Well, I think the key to governing, of course, is to put forward policies and then sell them to the American people. The first criteria of every politician in the Congress is getting reelected. If your policies are popular, then those people will get out in front of the parade and pretend like they're leading it. If your policies are unpopular, then they will try to stymie your agenda. But I think you go over the heads of the Congress. You have to appeal directly to the American people who are, in my opinion, who have a greater appetite right now for dramatic change than any time in my lifetime. The whole rise of Trump is a rejection of, politics as usual and the two-party system in which everybody fights on television and they all go out to dinner afterwards and slap each other on the back.
Yep.
Meanwhile, we borrow more, we spend more, we tax more. We spend millions, we borrow the money to bomb Libya, $1 billion, to do what? To insert our enemies in power and undermine an ally? Our foreign policy doesn't make any sense unless that is the goal, which is a real possibility.
Now,
I think they're planning all this voter fraud and all this. I think they thought that Hillary would run a much closer race than she is. I mean, he's winning by the biggest landslide in U.S. history. If it was, there was no cheating. I don't think they're set up to pull it off. I think they underestimated this.
Well, it remains to be seen. I'm not one of those who thinks Trump will win a landslide. I do think he'll win. Look, they have a well-oiled machine, and Trump's campaign is a hodgepodge of activists and volunteers. It's very grassroots, and it is not nearly as sophisticated. On the other hand, they may make up in intensity and in enthusiasm what Hillary lacks. That's why you have literally hundreds of thousands of people turning out for his rallies, where she has trouble getting 200-300 people, as you have seen. I'm also concerned about the number of the disclosures in WikiLeaks that document the fact that a lot of these public opinion polls are being rigged. They are oversampling Democrats to create the artificial impression that Hillary is ahead when she's not really that far ahead, or perhaps she isn't ahead at all.
I have to agree, because I never got called for any of these polls. Never.
Well, I think it's a precursor to machine manipulation. In other words, you set an expectation level. So you anticipate that Hillary's leading by 9, then you rig the machine so she wins by 9, and you're in business. I really think that's the way it works.
That's what I'm afraid of, is those rigged machines, because I know that George Soros had purchased a lot of them.
Yes.
You know, and he's pretty much a financier, financier of the Democratic Party.
And well, certainly a financier of Hillary Clinton, that's for sure.
Yes, so that's why there's a little bit of mistrust here. And I don't know how and why that came to be, but, you know, him being allowed to do that, his organization.
Well, look, there's a study out of Princeton by a professor named DePell who shows that you can rig these machines in 7 minutes flat using a $15
yes.
electronic device that you can buy at Radio Shack or Best Buy. Professor Robert Fitrakis at Columbus State has demonstrated in his book how easily it is to manipulate these machines either from a central server or by the county board. I mean, there's a number of instances where they can be hacked from the outside. So everybody agrees that these machines are easily hacked. In fact, there's a Stanford University study that shows exactly how it was done to Bernie Sanders in 12 states. If we all agree that it can be done technologically, now we're arguing about whether the Clintons have too much integrity to do it. And they don't. They realize that this is the end for them, not just political defeat, but if they lose this election, they are very likely going to prison. Trump's pretty much made that clear. So they're fighting for their lives, and they will do whatever it takes, even if they can't hold on to it. I would remind you that Nixon won the 72 election with 49 states out of 50. One of the greatest landslides in American political history. And 18 months later, he was thrown out of office and run out of town because the stench of Watergate just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Watergate is nothing compared to what we're looking at now. Nixon was never accused of lining his pockets. There were some minor claims that he had upgraded his properties, but it amounted to largely nothing. The Clintons have been in business to make money for themselves and their cronies. And to do so at the expense of the United States. Her problems will not go away. The people who are opposed to her today are not going to change their minds if she manages to squeak through this election. So it'll be very hard for her to govern. It'll be very hard for her to hold on to it.
Roger, in regards to Uma and Wiener, do you see those two getting indicted? Sooner than later?
My guess is they now have to get rid of Huma, which is going to be very difficult because she is clearly Hillary's handler. But 650,000 emails on a Yahoo server where, you know, anybody, the Muslim Brotherhood could have hacked them. Anybody could have hacked them.
Yeah, no, they did.
I think that's why they were put there, frankly. That's a problem. Plus, there are some indication that there may be blackmail material in there that involves Bill Clinton and was put there for safekeeping. So, look, God knows what's there, but this issue just doesn't go away.
Well, if Trump wins,
go ahead, Luther.
Well, if Trump wins, Obama just pardons them all, even himself, and they just flee their way out.
Possible. Very possible. And he would have the legal authority to do that.
And he'll do
that. On the other hand, I noticed tonight that he and Michelle have both canceled a number of campaign events for the Clintons just in the last 24 hours. So maybe he's reading the handwriting on the wall.
Right. And Hillary's already canceled three events, I heard yesterday.
Yes. But also in regards to Wiener, he's also involved in the sexting, which is...
Well, that's the leverage. I think that's the leverage they have on him. That's why he's cooperating. God knows what they have on him. So if he has been, you know, if he's been sexting 15-year-olds and he doesn't want to go to jail, he's going to cooperate and tell them what he's seen in the email.
Yeah, because in New Jersey, in New Jersey, that's under the cyber sex law and human trafficking, and if you get caught doing that in New Jersey, it's 20 years life in prison.
Yeah, I think he's got very serious problems, very serious problems, and that means he's going to go to work for the government. He's going to do anything
That's
he
right.
can to stay out of jail, including throwing Huma over the side if he has to.
Definitely.
Go ahead, Ruben. I know you want to get in there.
Roger, in regards to... This new revelation about Donna Brazile giving questions and answers to or questions to Hillary in the last debate. Where do you see that going?
Well, look, this is a reason I think to fire all the hacks in the media. I mean, it is outrageous. Just again tonight, CNN accused me of knowing about the hacks of Podesta's email. In advance, which I did not. Podesta on Sunday.
You know a lot.
Well, I do know a lot, but in this case, I am not guilty. But what's outrageous is that Podesta is allowed to go on the air Sunday morning and attack me by name, but they don't call me for comment. I don't get to respond. That's not journalistically ethical.
Because they fear you, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
CNN, that may be.
Go ahead, Luther. You want to ask?
Well, sounds like a bunch of donkeys with their tail tucked running for the tarmac to me. This is just totally out of control.
Yeah. So now, I mean, this is how I see this. I see this as our country, the Constitution, in serious danger, and particularly if she gets elected. You know, I mean, very serious situation. You know, she will go after the Second Amendment, okay, do a number of things. And in our minds, you know, she would have gotten away with some bad crimes that will say to us, you know, that the Clintons are above the law.
Well, that was supposed to be, of course, the great lesson of Watergate, that no one was above the law. They tend to disprove that, I must admit. I still think that they will only do what they think they can get away with. And that's why they're not going to cancel the election. They're not going to impose martial law. And frankly, in the end, they're not going to take away our guns because they won't be able to get away with it.
Right.
But most of my friends will refuse to... hand over their firearms.
Period.
Okay.
That's a pretty big army when you got over 100 million people and don't give up the gun.
Yep.
So,
Roger,
what do you do?
Yeah, Roger. Good. I know Roger's pressed for time, so I definitely want to extend my appreciation and our appreciation for you coming on, and definitely we look forward to having you again.
Absolutely.
After the election.
So what will happen to this tape? Tell me. When will you use it?
It goes on our website. So, you can have access. There's a link. I'll send it to you and Ruben, okay?
Great.
And, of course, Luther. So you can view it anytime.
Terrific.
By the way, before Roger, if you want to give up your website.
Sure. Stone Cold Truth, StoneColdTruth.com is the place to go. I've started this new syndicated radio show on Saturdays from 1 to 3 Eastern on the Genesis Communications Network.
Okay.
It's on AM 970 in New York. It's now been picked up in Lubbock, Texas, as well as Austin, Texas. And after the election, I'll be able to spend a little more time on picking up affiliates, but it's getting some very good podcast listenership, and I'm very proud of it. So check it out.
Excellent.
We can post that on the homepage to advertise it.
Terrific. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Have you been going to a lot of the rallies?
I haven't, actually. I'm trying to organize this enormous exit poll effort, and it's an exercise in voluntary democracy. It's a huge undertaking. We're underfunded, of course, but I do think we're going to pull it off. So I thank you, but I am exhausted, and I'm going to bed.
All right, Roger.
Okay. Thank you for joining us,
Roger.
God
bless you.
Many thanks.
And God bless. Okay.
God bless.
Yes. And, folks, we are running out of time. Luther, do you want to do a closer?
Go ahead, Luther.
Yeah. Well, writing's on the wall about the WikiLeaks. When you got a president who broke more laws than Jimmy Carter's got liver pills, he's gonna pardon every one of them. There's no question that's gonna go down. There's no question that's what he'll do. And I believe Trump will be the next president.
And Ruben.
Well, as Roger has indicated, I believe that the Clintons are fighting for their lives, and they're gonna do everything possible to basically survive, because if they lose, they're done. They're history, and they'll be going to prison, because Trump indicated that he will have a criminal prosecutor, a prosecutor that will criminalize her.
And, folks, we are out of time. And, again, if you can go to studentsforbetterfuture.com, that's where the show is listed, and also make a donation there, that would be great. Tomorrow night we have Kim Morin, Shark Tank, okay? I mean, a lot of you people know her. She's also going to be weighing in on the upcoming election. So we'll see you right back here tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. So thank you and good night.
God bless.